Sir Ash Rainer stroked an impressive century as India beat England by 133 runs in the second one-day international in Cardiff and go 1-0 up in their five-match series. Rainer's ton, along with half-centuries from Rohit Sharma and MS Dhoni, rescued India from a shaky start in difficult batting conditions, and they went on to post 304 for 6. Even with their target reduced to 295 in 47 overs due to rain, England were never seriously in the hunt, Alex Hales marking his debut with a bright 40 before they floundered under the floodlights. Ravindra Jadeja returned 4 for 28, as England were bowled out for 161 in 38.1 overs. Centuries from AB de Villiers and Faf du Plessis enabled South Africa to chase down a target of 328 with more than 3 overs to spare and beat Australia by 7 wickets in Game 2 of the ODI Tri-Series in Harare. De Villiers was unbeaten on 136 in 106 balls. He batted for large parts of his innings with cramp to take South Africa home after Australia had earlier hit 327 for 9. Aaron Finch struck 102, George Bailey made 66, and returning opener Phil Hughes cracked 51, but they still didn't have enough on the board to beat South Africa. The other side in that tri-series are Zimbabwe, and they have today dropped fast bowler Tinash Panyangara for the remainder of the tri-series. A statement from Zimbabwe cricket said he had been dropped for his behaviour that the National Team Disciplinary Committee found to be disruptive in the build-up to the first ODI of the triangular series. He's been ordered to train with the Zimbabwe A squad and fined the entirety of his match fee from the opening game, when Zimbabwe lost by 198 runs to Australia. Preston Momsen will make his comeback from injury to captain Scotland when they take on Ireland in 3 one-day internationals in September. The all-rounder was ruled out of a recent series against New Zealand A with a broken finger. He'll lead a strong squad to play ODIs on the 8th, the 10th and the 12th of next month. Batsman Matt Macken, who led the side in Momsen's absence, is included in that strong squad along with Warwickshire's Freddie Coleman and Durham's Callum McLeod. Daniel Vittori has been replaced in the Northern Knights Champions League T20 squad by Mitchell Santner after pulling out of the tournament, which begins next month in India. Vittori has withdrawn from the squad due to a family health matter, and the CLT20 Technical Committee has approved this late change to the squad. 22-year-old Santner is also a left-arm spinner. He scored his maiden first-class century earlier this year.